This is your host, Jeff Williams, saying thank you for listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up next on the queue is Rachel Eckroth from her album, The Garden. We're going to listen to Low Hanging Fruit.
Tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Ana Luisa Ramos. She's got a new single out called Cielo Azul. Let's check it out.
Modern Jazz Today, where we support and play the artist of today. You can learn more about us and the artists that we are playing at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on our queue is the creative sounds of Jesse Fisher. Jesse Fisher is a multi-instrumentalist that combines jazz, hip-hop, and electronica into a hip exploration of arranging jazz standards and pushing them as creatively as possible to bring out new visceral capacities of the music. We're going to check into the track, The Intrepid Fox, from his album, Flipped 2. Up next is Chris Monson. From his album Seldom in the Well, we're going to listen to the track Where the Leaf Has Been.
After many years of training, expectations, love, and dedication, Mel Breeze is sharing all of her thoughts and feelings that she kept hidden inside for years. With the release of her 9th album titled Animazonia, it was produced by Jimmy Haslip and Scott Kinsey. We'll take a listen to the classic, Mas Que Nada.
Mas que nada, sai da minha frente que eu passo. Vou samba, está animado, que quero ir samba. Este samba, que misto de maracatu, é samba de preto velho, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, samba como este da lacante, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Sai da minha frente, o que quer passar? O samba está animado, o que quero que samba? Este samba que misto de maracatu, é samba de preto velho, samba de preto du. Mais que nada, samba como este tá legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
Each year, for a week, we host Fund Drive, our annual fundraising campaign that augments our budget and supports our operations. It is thanks to you that we can rise higher and reach further.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Some island-dwelling animals only live in one place, so if a major hurricane hits that island, it could be catastrophic for the species. For example, a small bird called the Bahama nuthatch once lived on the island of Grand Bahama. The bird's population had declined for years, mainly because of habitat loss and non-native predators. But last decade, hurricanes Matthew and Dorian each slammed into Grand Bahama and likely wiped out the species entirely. David Pereira, a researcher at the University of Birmingham, documented the nuthatch's decline during a field study in 2018.
It makes me feel really sad, obviously, because I saw one of the last nuthatches.
Climate change is now making hurricanes stronger, which increases the risk to isolated island species. So Pereira worked with other researchers to create a watch list of the species most threatened by hurricanes. He says it can be used to prioritize conservation efforts, like setting up breeding programs for these species before catastrophe strikes.
We are running against time because we can already see from the Nahach case that one bird potentially has gone extinct because of a hurricane, and we don't want this to happen to other species.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
This is